can you just talk about what Reggie's meant to the whole package?
Yeah, you know, he's a guy, obviously, that, you know, plays many roles in our offense. You know, had a big game last game, running the ball from the, you know, standard positions on the field. And in other games has made big plays through the passing game. And, you know, he's just a very versatile guy that creates, you know, matchup problems for defenses.
Are defenses covering Calvin any differently with him?
Yeah, somewhat. You know, I think those are the two guys at this point that they're probably most worried about, you know, taking a short pass or a run or something and scoring with it. So they're definitely keyed in on those two guys.
Matthew, after what you guys went through last year, how much more fun are you having this year?
It's obviously fun to win. You know, it's a lot of hard work to get to this point, and we're going to continue to put in that work. But, you know, obviously anytime you're winning football games, you know, puts a smile on people's face.
Did I see or hear this right, that you said you actually enjoy playing at Lambeau? Is that right?
I do, yeah. It's a great stadium. It's a great venue. You know, Lambeau has great fans, and, you know, it's always a test going there and playing a good Packers team, and you know, I enjoy playing good teams.
Even though you guys haven't had any success up here?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously, you know, I believe I've only played up there twice, and, you know, had a decent game personally one year, and we almost won the game, and, you know, some about, you know, last 2 years we've been playing in the snow, playing in, you know, inclement weather. That's something that, as a kid, you watch the games on TV hoping you can do it one day, and you know, Lambeau's a historical field, and, you know, one that we're lucky enough to play in every year.
What were some problems that you had personally against Green Bay last season?
Last season we just turned the ball over. You know, I turned the ball over on the one that flew out of my hand, and, you know, the other one I was trying to throw to Durham. You know, we had the miscommunication. Those are the two that really hurt us. And, you know, other than that, we played pretty good football. You know, had an early lead, and that's something that, you know, we've got to be able to build on and then close out with.
What have you seen on film from Sam Shields, the way he's playing at corner?
He's playing good. Obviously, he's got great long speed. He's, you know, a longer guy, actually. You know, he's not the tallest guy in the world, but he's got long limbs. And, you know, he's a guy that's playing really good football for him right now. He came in halfway through the game last year against us and played well against, you know, Chris. And obviously had the one interception. So he's a guy, you know, along with everybody on that defense, that you have to pay attention to.
How different does this defense look without Clay Matthews in there?
It looks different, you know. Anytime you're missing a player of his caliber, it's going to look a little bit different. But, you know, they've drafted well, and they have some young guys in there with a lot of talent that are making plays, too. So any way you look at it, whoever's out there, it's going to be a good defense.
You've got a new-look offensive line. I guess how good has that group been in protecting you?
They've done well. You know, I think we've run the ball better, which is always a plus for them, and then we're getting the ball out quick. But anytime I've been asked to, you know, hold it, make a play down the field or you know, anything like that, they've done a great job. They've kept me clean. I've been upright most games, and, you know, that's what you want. These guys are playing physical, playing with a lot of passion, playing hard, and learning on the fly, which is good.
Matthew, what's the biggest difference compared to the start you guys are off to this year compared to last year when you started 1-3?
You know, I think just making the plays to win the games. You know, it hasn't been blowouts every week. You know, we've been finding ways to win games, and that's what you have to do in this league. And, you know, we've brought some guys in with some veteran leadership from the, you know, from the outside on the defensive side of the ball that has really helped those guys. And you know, from the offensive side of the ball, too. You know, bringing in a guy like Reggie who's, you know, been on a Super Bowl team and played in some big games. And, you know, just having another year in Coach Linehan's offense is a big plus for us.
Back in 2011, you had a whole bunch of game-winning comebacks and stuff like that. I guess how much value do you put in that stat?
In being able to come back?
Yeah, comeback wins, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a win, it's a win. Everybody loves to be up in the first half and all the way into the fourth quarter and be able to run the ball out with 4 minutes. But, you know, it's the NFL. It doesn't always happen that way. And sometimes you have to make plays to get the job done at the end of the game. And, you know, anytime I'm out there with the guys that we have, I feel like we're never out of a game. And, you know, we've proved that, you know, a few times.
Matthew, does the, you know, I feel like we ask you about this every year, but that streak here in Wisconsin, does that mean anything to you guys other than stuff that, you know, your media is going to ask you about and we're going to ask you about? I mean, does that get brought up in any way, shape, or form, especially now that Jason's gone?
No, not really, honestly. Like you said, it is kind of for you guys to write about and talk about. You know, if we sat there and tried to focus on that, we wouldn't be doing ourselves, you know, justice and trying to prepare for a team that's talented. You know, we got to go out there and spend all our time preparing to play the 2013 Green Bay Packers and not the ones from 94 or 95. You know, that has nothing to do with what we're trying to do this weekend. So, you know, we're preparing to play this team and, you know, doing that to the best of our ability.
So what grade were you in 1991?
I was 3 years old.
I guess, yeah, just a streak, though. So, I mean, if you guys win this game, you're 4-1-3-0 in the division. That'd be a big deal, heck.
Yeah, anytime you can win division games, it's a plus. And if they're on the road, it's that much better. Winning on the road in the NFL is a great feeling. You're at home, you win, you feel like you're supposed to win at home. If you go on the road and beat a team, especially a good team like the Packers, it's that much better.
Matthew, what's it like having Sue on your team? You know, not having to face him and not only the stuff that people get kind of worked up about, but just how good of a player he is. What's it like to have him, you know, only having to face him in practice?
Oh, it's nice. You know, he creates havoc. He, you know, he does a great job, but we put him in different spots, and he, you know, affects the game. And that's what you want with guys on defense, guys that can affect the game, and he's been doing that for us all year. He's made a concerted effort, as has everybody on our team, to try and play as clean a football as we possibly can, as penalty-free as we can, and, you know, that's proven to be a good thing for us.